Chapter 4. Alice Ubo, Olisipo, Alishbuna, Lisboa. This city did indeed, as I believe, once belong to your people, but now it is ours. In the future it will perhaps be yours, but this shall be in accordance with divine favor. While God willed, we have held it. When he shall have willed otherwise, we shall no longer hold it. Osbernus, De Expugnatione Lixbonensi, 1147. Lisboans had believed their city to be eternal, or at least immemorial. The origins of the city were indeed ancient and obscure, but the persistent claim that Ulysses had found the port after the sack of Troy, hence Lisbon's ancient title of Olisipo, is wholly apocryphal. The etymological root comes more probably from the Phoenicians, who called the place Alis Ubo, or Friendly Bay. Greeks and Carthaginians followed the Phoenicians, but it was the Romans sweeping into western Iberia in the 2nd century BC and defeating the local Lusitanian tribes who left antiquity's most pronounced mark on Lisbon. The Romans saw at once the strategic importance and aesthetic appeal of Olisipo's expansive harbor on the northern shore of the Tagus in proximity to the Atlantic. What was more, the land was verdant and fertile, and the climate equable. And the Lusitani, although initially fiercely resistant to the Roman invaders, soon grasped the social, economic, and intellectual advantages of Romanization. Olisipo was elevated to the status of a municipium, and Julius Caesar gave it the sonorous epithet Felicitas Julia, that is, the happiness of Julio. Lusitania, as the Romans called western Iberia, provided Rome with salt, grains, dried fish, marble, minerals, and much-prized horses. In return, the locals reaped the fruits bestowed by Rome, including Roman law, Roman administration and fiscal practices, Roman public works from roads to baths to aqueducts, a pantheon of Roman gods, and Roman art and literature. In a word, civilization. Nearly half